Lo que hablaba antes es etala. Etala. What is the mudaria? Yataliu. Yataliu. Okay, brothers and sisters. Etala'a. What form is this? Sister Hafsa? Form 8. Okay. What is the root? Tala'a. You say it is form 8. I don't see ta there because form 8 is ifta'ala. The form 8 is ifta'ala. Are you with me? Why? There is no ta there because it changed into ta. As you know, we have done this, okay? If it is swad, dwad, ta, and za, if they are your fa kalima, then the ta will change into ta. What is the if ta ala? Now we are going to do this in detail, but since you have already done a little bit of it, I'm trying to repeat so that you'll become a little stronger, inshallah. If ta'ala. Now we have ta'ala. Change ta'ala, brothers and sisters. It will become it ta'ala. Got the idea? What did it do? It ta'ala. Now, brothers of the Samad, this will change into ta. So now I will write down like this. And then I will give it the gham, and it will become got the idea, brothers and sisters? See how we arrived at? It's form 8. Ittala, what is the meaning of ittala alal amri? Means to know a question or to know something. Okay? Alimahu. He knew it. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Ittala yattaliu. What will be the amr? Ittali. Okay. Because if you remember, the person who came to visit, he said in the main lesson, "Ohibbu an attaliya ala manahijihi wa kutubihi." I would like to know, I would love to know the curriculum and the books. So that is how atta Liya was used in the main lesson. Okay? Ohibbu an attaliya ala manahijihi wa kutubihi. Okay, inshallah. Istazanahu. Okay? Sister Nasreen, istazana. What kind of verb is this? I'm asking you because we have done a little bit of it. When you see alif, seen, and ta, what is the sign?
It's the form 10.
Form 10, mashallah. We all remember. Istazana, it's form 10. Fakaza. What is the meaning of it? Talaba iznahu. He asked his permission in it. Istazana, yastazinu, and then istazin. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Inshallah. Igtanama al-fursata. He sees the opportunity. Okay? Ay intahazaha. Same meaning. We have two different verbs having same meaning, to seize an opportunity. Igtanama, okay. Sister Mainaz, what kind of a verb is this?
Form 8.
Igtanama, what is the root? Vain, nu, ma, ganama. Igtanama. Okay? Mudariya, yagtanimu, igtanim. Okay, brother? And same thing is, intahaza is also form 8. Same meaning. Okay? Yantahilu, intahiz. Very good. Sisa Nusrat, taravaha. Form 6, mashallah. Form 6. What is the mudariya? Yataravahu. Yataravahu. Very good, brothers and sisters. What is the meaning of taravaha? To fluctuate between two things, you know, or to alternate. Yeah? Number 18. Hati mudariya al-af'alil atiyati. Give the mudariya. Sister Madina, taraka, yatruku, bab nasara, yatruku. Sister Rahima, yantiku, bab daraba. What is the meaning of taraka? To knock. To knock. And what is the meaning of nataka? To pronounce. Okay? To speak. Write down the meaning, takallama, form 5. Takallama, which means nataka. Nataka also means takallama. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? To speak, to pronounce, to talk. Sahiba. Sahiba. Yes, habu. To accompany, to become friendly. To become friendly. Okay, Brother Abdul Samad. Hati jamal kalimati latiyati. Give me the plurals. Nuskhatun is one copy. Nusakhun. What is it? Nusakhun. Write down, brothers and sisters. Nusakhun. Nusakhun. This is your plural. Brother Muhammad. Hadiyatun.
Hadaya.
MashaAllah. Very good. Brother Haider Ali. Markaz. Marakizu. What is it? Marakizu. Mafa'ilu. Very good. Brother Hassan, Fursatun, Furasun, same like Nusakhun, Furasun, okay, opportunities. Okay, Sister Arifa, Unwanun, Anavinu, MashaAllah, MashaAllah, excellent, Anavinu, okay. Okay, Sister Abir, Sirra. Sirra is asrarun. What is it? Asrarun. Sirra. It asrarun. Sirra asrarun. Okay. Hati mufrad. Sister Hafsa, shu'unun, affairs. What will be the mufrad? Sha'anun. What will be? Sha'anun. 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 Okay. Manahij. Manahiju. What will be the mufrad? Manhaju. Curriculum. Manhaju. Manhaju. Hajun, you can say manhajun. Manahiju will become manhajun. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Now, new page. This is very simple, brother. Nice revision. Ismul fa'ili, wasmul maf'uli. Naul fiel, kind of verb. Then al fielu, then ismul fa'il, and then asluhu, the original, if there is original which is different. Okay? And then ismul maf'uli, and again the original. We have to mention if it is different. Okay? Salim. What is the meaning of salim? Sound. It does not have waw or ya. It does not have hamza. It is not mudaf. Ain kalima and lam kalima are different, not same. It becomes salim. Sound, you can say. Kataba, katibun. What is the original? Same. La yatagayyaru. It does not change. It does not change. Maktubun, same. La yatagayyaru. It does not change. Al-mudaf, sarra, sarun. What is original? Sarirun. Got the idea? Masrurun. It will remain same. Masrurun. Yeah. Then mahmuz, brothers and sisters, means fi'l with hamza. Alfai. Akhaza. Akhidun. Original. Same. Ism maful. Ma'khudun. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Inshallah. Ma'khudun is original, will be same. Mahmudul Aini. Sa'ala. Sa'ilun. Mas'ulun. See the spelling of Mas'ulun. Hamza got the kursi of? Wow. Very good. Mahmudul Lami. Qara'a. Kari'un. Hamza got a chair of? Yeah. And makru'un. Now Hamza became very strong, felt strong, and she did not need any chair. Now, misal, brothers and sisters. In our book 2, Dr. Abdurrahim taught us misal al-wawi. Because misal al-wawi, where the waw gets dropped in mudariya. Wajada yajidu. Wada'a yada'u. Waw gets dropped. But if it is misal al-yahi, then the ya doesn't get dropped. So here we have, brothers and sisters, wazana, misal al-wawi, it will become yazinu. And ism fa'il is wazinun. Original is same. And ism maful is mawzunun. Now, brothers and sisters, yasara. It will remain yai saru. Yai saru. It will not change. The name yasir is coming from yasara. Just to keep that in mind, when it is misal al-ya'i, the ya remains in mudariya, does not get dropped. Will you remember this?
So how do you write this? Same way?
Same way, brother.
Same way.
Same, you know. I give you a good example. Here I give you an example, brother. What is it, brother? Yatima. What is mudariya? Got the idea? So in misal al-yai, ya doesn't get dropped. So if you have yathara, it will change into yai saru. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Inshallah. So keep that in mind. Because in misal, there will be some exceptions. Even some misal al-wawi, the waw will not get dropped. and it will come in the Quran, and you will say, what's going on here? I learned that misal al-wawi, waw gets dropped, but sometimes, in certain cases, it does not get dropped. But the most common examples that we will be coming across in reading and writing, the waw will be dropped. Wajada yajidu. Waada ya'idu. Waqafa yakifu. Wada'a yada'u. Here, wahaba yahabu. Yahabu. Here, the waw gets dropped, you know. Okay. Now, brothers and sisters, Al-Ajwaf, I guess we all know very well, we have practiced a lot. Kala yakulu, kailun, what is the original? Kavilun, you got the idea? And ism maf'ul, makulun, what is the original? Makbulun. Very important to ponder over this page, brother. And you can highlight, if you have different color highlighters, you can highlight it. Ajwaf al-yai, ba'a, yabi'u. What is the ism file? Ba'i'un. What is the ism file? Ba'i'un. What is the original? Ba'i'un. And what is ism maf'ul? Mabi'un. What is the original? Mabyu'un. Got the idea, brother? See here, brother Abdul Samad? Mabyu'un became Mabi. Okay. Fine, brother. Nakis al-wawi. Da'a yad'u. Ism fa'il da'in. And you can put alif lam and it will become ad-da'i. What is the original? Da'iwun. And mad'uwun, which is actually same. We only brought two vowels together and gave a shadda. But it is same, no change. Naqis al-yai. Brother, hada, yahdi, hadin, and then al-hadi. What is the original? Hadiyun. Ism maf'ul. See, brother Abdul Samad, mahdiyun. What is original? Mahduyun. Mahduyun. Alhamdulillah, brothers and sisters, we finished the lesson. Huh? Now we will start the new lesson. Huh? Inshallah. Brother and sister, we are starting a new lesson now. Yeah? Lesson number 6. Adasu Sadisu. Now, what is this lesson, brother? This lesson will teach us Ismu Zaman and Ismu Makan. What will you call it in English? Noun of place and noun of time. Huh? That is the thing that Dr. Abdul Rahim will explain us. But it's very interesting, very simple. Now you got to write down this on top of it. Introduction of noun of time and noun of place. That is the main theme of this lesson. Introduction of noun of time and noun of place. As usual, we will go to the exercises first. We'll start with exercise number 2. Kalimatu maw'idun. Look at the verb, brother and sisters. Maw'idun. Usually it means appointment, time of appointment, or it can also mean meeting place. A place where you decided to get together. Meeting point, you can say that. Look at it. Mawa'idun. Can you see the root here? Wa'ada. You see, you can see the root. Wa'ada. So in other words, this noun is derived from verb. How is it derived? What are the patterns? We are going to learn, and it's very easy, very interesting, brother. You are going to love it. We start reading number 2. Kalimatun mawidun ma'khuzatun. Brother, what is this ma'khuzatun? Take him. So ma'khuzu is ism maful from akhaza ya'khuzu. We just studied. Min wa'ada ya'idu. Lid-dalalati. What is the meaning of dalalati? Leading us or directing us. Where is it directing us? Ala zamanil wa'adi. On the time of the promise or something that was agreed together. Aw makanihi. Meeting place. Watusamma. What is the meaning of tusamma? It is called. Tusamma means it is called. Majhul. Ismu zamanin. Iza kanat lidalalati ala zamani. If it points out to the time, then it is called ismu zaman. Noun of the time. Wasmu makanin. And it can be called noun of place. Iza means if. Kanat lidalalati ala makan. Is it clear? Yes. An understanding? Ismu zaman and ismu makan. Okay. Isma zamani. Now isma here is dual, brother. Ismani, the noon is dropped. Here the noon is dropped between the two words. I want you to make a note of it. We are going to learn why it is dropped. Okay, brother? Isma zamani. Brother? Actually it is ismani. There is a noon here which has been dropped. And we are going to learn very soon why it gets dropped. Okay? So, but in order for you to understand that isma means dual, you got to give it a noon somewhere and write down dropped. Okay? So then you will understand inshallah. Isma zamani wal makani. Ismani, there are two nouns. Masugani, what is the meaning of masugani? Formed. Brother and sisters, masugani, what is masugani? Dual. What is the singular? What is the singular? Masugun. And what is masugun? Ism maf'ul. From where? Saga yasugu. All these things should come in our mind quickly. Are you with me, Sister Hafsa? Masugani, singular is masugun. And masugun is ism maf'ul from saga yasugu. All these things should come to us quickly, inshallah. لِدَلَالَةِ عَلَى زَمَانِ الْفِعَلِ. To the time of action, brother. Okay? أَوْ مَكَانِهِ. To the place of action. It will lead us to the time of action or place of action. Okay? وَيُسَاغَانِ. What is this يُسَاغَانِ, brother? Dual. But what is it? Mudariya majhul, mashallah. Let us do it. Brother? Little practice. Saga. What is mudariya? Yasugu. Fine. Brother and sister? Majhul. Kala, qila, saga, siga. What will be the here? Kala, yakulu, qila, yukalu. Remember, yukalu. So yusagu. Now, yusagu is huwa. Huma will become? Yusagani. So that is what it is. It is formed. it is formed. Yusagani, brother, where is the knife file in Yusagani? Who can tell me? Aleph. Aleph. Where are you? Huh? Aleph. Where is the knife file? Aleph, brother. Homa is always Aleph. You are looking somewhere else. You will only talk about Mustatir if there are five in your pocket. Are you with me? This is dual. So where is the knife file? Aleph. Is it clear? Are you sure? You are still in doubt?
Yeah,
no. You are sure now? Huh? Okay. Fine, brother. Min fi'l sulasi mujarrid. Only from fi'l sulasi mujarrid. Okay? We are talking about pure three-letter verbs. Nothing added. Ala wazni, maf'alun, and then or maf'ilun. That's all. That is your pattern. Brother and sister, what pattern it is? Maf'alun or this is the pattern, brothers and sisters. Only two patterns. For both, ismu zaman and ismu makan. For both, the pattern is this. I'll come, sister. Now, I'm telling you something else. Sometimes, ta marbuta is added to this. What is added? To the same these two wazans, ta marbuta is added. Okay? Just keep that in mind. But the patterns are only two. Either it is maf alun or it is maf ilun. Fine, brothers and sisters? Now, the pattern is maf'alun if the verb is naqis. Are you with me? If the verb is naqis, all these things are given here. The pattern becomes maf'alun. Yatiyani, what is the yatiyani means? They both come ala wazni maf'alin. Iza kana al-fi'lu naqisan. Nah, for example, jara yajri. Jara yajri. What is the ismu makan? Majra. So majra is actually mafa'alun. It is mafa'alun. Because it is naqis, you don't see it properly. Because it ends with a, ya, you don't see the vowel signs. But majra is on the pattern of maf alun. Are you with me? We are going to learn. Number one, maf alun you will use if the verb is naqis or if the verb is kan al mudariya, if it is mudariu. Maftuhal aini. What is the meaning of maftuhal aini? The ain kalima has a fatah. Aw madmumaha, or it has got dhamma. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? You will also use this pattern if the ayn kalima is a fata or dhamma. Example, brother. Laiba. He played. What is mudariya? Yal abu. Bab samiya. Make ismu makan. Mala Abu, the place of playing. Got the idea? What is Mala Abu? Mafa'alu. Now look at this. Kataba yaktubu. See, yaktu is Dhamma. Ain kalima is Dhamma. What will be the place of writing? Maktabun. Maktabun. Tabun. What is the pattern? Maaf Arun. Inshallah, when you will revise it a couple of times, brothers and sisters, it will make lot of sense. It will make lot of sense to you, inshallah. So, Laiba Yal Abu. Where is the Ain Kalima in Yal Abu? Ain. Has it got a fatha?
Yes.
So, the pattern is Mafa'alun. Mal'abun. Inshallah. وَيَاتِيَانِ عَلَىٰ وَزْنِ مَفْعِيلٍ إِذَا كَانَ الْفِعْلُ صَحِيْهِ آخِرِ مَقْسُورَ الْعَيْنِ فِي الْمُدَارِيَةِ. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? The end has to be sound letter. Of the verb should end with a sound letter, not weak letter. And before that, the Ain Kalima should be Kasra. Okay, brothers and sisters? Jalasa, what is Mudariya? Yajlisu. See, it ended with a sound letter, Su. What is before Su? Where is the Ain Kalima? Li. Now you will make the Ismu Makan on the pattern of Mafa Elon. Okay, brother, make it now. Majlis. Now, do you know Majlis? Now, today we are learning how this majlis was formed. It is on the pattern of Sisrabir Mafa'ilun. So these are the rules, okay? You do not have to sit down and memorize it, brother. But when you will come across these nouns, you will be able to figure out that this is a noun of place or noun of time. Ismu Makan or Ismu Zaman, and they are on certain patterns. You are going to get a big surprise at the end of this lesson. Awqana Mithalan, now you know Mithal, huh? Okay? Sahih al Akhiri. But at the end it is sound letter. Okay, brothers and sisters? Waqafa. What is Mudariya? Yakifu. And make from there Ismu Makan. Mawqif. Mawqifu sayarati means standing place for car, which means car parking. Are you with me? Okay. And or wada'a yada'u becomes mawdi'un. A place where you put something. Now, brothers and sisters, waqad talhaku maf'ila. Whether mafa'i or mafa'a. Are you with me? Qad means here maybe. When qad comes with mudariya, the meaning is it is possible that mafa'ila or mafa'ala gets hawtanisi. But why hawtanisi? How tani si is ta marbuta. Okay? But you see, here it is, brother. Madrasa tun. What will you say? Madrasa. Are you with me? What will you say? Madrasa. You did not pronounce ta marbuta, but you pronounce it as ha. So it can be also said, how tani si. But when you will write how tani si, you will write down as a Tamarbuta. Inshallah, you won't get confused. Sister Gulshan, madrasatun. Sometimes we say madrasa. We did not pronounce tamarbuta, we say madrasa. Just like Fatimatu, we pronounce as Fatima. So we are pronouncing tamarbuta as ha. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? That is what it means here. How tanisi. You can make a line and write down under it tao tanisi. Which means same thing, inshallah. Mahkamatun or maktabatun. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Now, or manzilatun. Okay, here is something, brother. Nazala. What is mudariya? Yanzilu. Okay. Zilu. Lam is sahi. And before it, there is a kasra. So make it a place of staying. Manzil. But then you can also put tamarbuta there. Manzilatun. So actually it is mafa'ilun. Are you with me? Darasa yadrusu. Like kataba yaktubu. And from yaktubu it became maktabun. So darasa yadrusu should become madrasun. But then put tamarbuta there. Madrasatun. So what is madrasatun? Place of study. Ismu makan. So but we say madrasa. So here tamar buta has been brought in. The wazan is still maf'alun. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Let me write it down. Darasa, which became Yad Rusu. Now from Yad Rusu, I made it Mad Rasun. Maf'alun. And now I added Tamarbuta. It became Madrasatun. Brother, we have been reading about Madrasatun, Madrasatun in book 1, in book 2. But today we learn, what is Madrasatun? It's a Ismu Makan. What is it? What do you do there? You study, Darasa. You study there. When we added to Madrasun, we added Tamarbuta and became Madrasatun. Got the idea? Same way, Manzil. You say Manzilatun. You added Ta. So these are the things we are learning. The lesson is very easy, brothers and sisters. I want to go forward. Sug. Form. Asma zamani wal makani min afal al atiyati. Okay, brother. Brother, I would like you to write down. Next to Sister Hafsa, write down mafa'alun. Next to write down mafa'alun. And also write down, idha kana al-fi'lu nakisan. Two things you will write down. Okay? You will write down maf'alun, and then you'll also write down iza kana al-fi'lu nakisan. Sa'a, is it nakis? Yes. What kind of a nakis is this? Nakis is yai. What is the meaning of sa'a? To seek or to walk very fast, to run. What is mudariya? Yas'a is bab fatah. Sa'a, yas'a, like naha, yanha. Okay, it's given here, brother. Fine, brother. Make ismu makan, mas'a. What is Mas'a? The place where you run. So when you go to Kaaba, there is a place. You walk fast, you run. Are you with me? So it is Mas'a. Actually it is Mas'an. Because these are all like Mustashfa, Mustafa. Are you with me? Like that, you know? Fine. Laha. What is the meaning of Laha? To amuse oneself. have a good time. Brothers and sisters, what is Laha? Is it Vavi or Yai? Vavi. So what is Mudarya? Yalhu. Huh? Well, Yalhu. Now make on the pattern of Mafa'alun, what will you say? Malhan or Malha. What is the meaning of Malha? Disneyland. Canada's Wonderland. Are you with me? Amusement park. What is the meaning of Malha? Amusement park. So this is Ismu Makan. Isn't it wonderful, brother? How logic the languages, brothers and sisters. Rama. What is Rama? Nakesal Yai. To throw. And what is Yarmi? Mudarya. Now make Ismu Makan. Marma. Or you say Marman. No, Marman means target or a goal. You know when you play soccer? So this is Marma. Goal or target or aim. But this comes in the Quran. Awa. Are you with me? What is Mudarya? Ya'avi. What is the meaning of Awa? To stay at some place. To lodge. To take a shelter from. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? You take a shelter from rain, brothers and sisters. So what is Mudarya? Ya'avi. Brother, make Ismu Makan Ma'awan. Or Ma'awa. No, this comes in the Quran. A place of shelter. So you are going to write all these things, brothers and sisters, inshallah at home. Nafa. Yanfi. What is the meaning of Nafa? To exile somebody. To drive someone out. Okay. So, what will be the place of exile? Manfa. The place of exile. Fine, brothers and sisters. Now we come to Ba. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Ba is, again, Mafa'alun. But you will write down, إِذَا كَانَ الْفِعْلُ الْمُدَارِعُ الْعَيْنُ مَفْتُوحًا أَوْ مَدْمُوْ Man. You want me to write it? Inshallah, I'll write it for. Iza kanal fi'alu al mudari'u al aynu. إِذَا كَانَ الْفِعْلُ الْمُدَارِيُ الْعَيْنُ مَفْتُوحًا. This is the خَبَرْ كَانَ. أَوْ مَدْ مُو مَنْ. Remember, brother, لَيْبَ يَلْأَبُ and كَتَبَ يَكْتُبُ. We did it before. All these things are also given in the key, inshallah, you will make a note of it. So here we are, brothers and sisters. Laiba, Yal Abu, make Ismu Makan, Malabu. Brother, here is a nice place. Taima, Yat Amu. Now today you know what is the meaning of Matam. It's Ismu Makan. Coming from? Taima. What is the meaning of Taima? To taste, to eat. The place of eating. Okay. Over the tabakha. You know tabakha, to cook. Tabakha yatubuhu. Make ismu makan on the wazan of mafa'alun matbahun. Place of cooking. See how logical things are. We knew all these vocabs, but today we are learning how they were formed. Still the root is there, the verbs are there. from where they were derived. And now we know the patterns. It can be only two patterns. What are the two patterns? Mafa'alun or Mafa'ilun. Khalas. If you will read two, three times, inshallah, you will understand it fully, by inshallah.